Communique number 13, 27 September. We went really alone last night, and Olivia did her first podcast. And it was pretty good, I thought. You know, in this format that we're working in, which is the actual time slice, unedited, real narration. Not very long. I'm gonna try and go 7-8 minutes, maybe. I got 4 topics. Done something new. I've actually written some bullet headers down. Topics, so that I don't stray too far from the subject at hand. Okay, so this is in relation to the Alan Buckley Project. I think that's what I'll start calling it, the Alan Buckley Project. As I attempt to get a libertarian elected to the U.S. Senate, which has never been done before. Never. It is an impossible task. It cannot be done. It really is tilting in a windmill. By the very definition of the job, we're going to try and get a libertarian elected to the U.S. Senate here in Georgia. A libertarian. And, as I say, it is impossible. It cannot happen. If it did happen, it would be such a violation of the rules of political reality, as we know them, to shake the fundament. Think about that. You know, if this election shakes out a dead-even tie, you know, 49-51. But really it's 49-50 and one libertarian. Or maybe it's 50. It's 49-50 and 50. That libertarian senator has a lot of power. You know, and at some later, on one of these later podcasts, within the next week, I promise, I will have fleshed out the 13% solution. Because the 13% solution is what this country needs right now. We need 13 libertarian senators to go to the Hill as of November. We need to throw 13 incumbents out and put 13 libertarians in to shake things up. And all of our libertarian candidates, whoever they are, wherever they are, I don't care how big a whack job they are, they don't owe anybody anything. Nobody owns them yet. So if you want to inject a little bit of core America into our governing system, elect 13 libertarians this fall. We have one in Georgia, and I have to tell you, I haven't done enough research. I don't even know the 13 states I'm talking about. I know there's libertarian candidates on the ballot in 13 states, but I'm not sure which states. Georgia's one of them. And there's a couple out west, and maybe one or two up north, and some in the Midwest, you know. But I couldn't give you states and names, and who they're running against, and how long the incumbent's been in power, and who the challenger is on whether it's Democrat or Republican. How clean are they, you know? Or is the challenger a clean guy, or is he just another fucking machine politician? You know, we know the incumbent is a machine politician. We know that. Let's send 13 libertarian senators to the Senate. It is a doable task. I think we're going to get it done in Georgia. That's a bold statement, but I think we can get it done. And I'm not talking about $10 million to get it done. I think we can get it done on $600,000. On $600,000, I think we can get a couple of senators in. I bet you I can get the job done here in Georgia for three. That leaves us threes for somewhere else. You know, maybe a state with a smaller population. Maybe a state with a more rugged individualist tradition. Maybe Nevada. Maybe Arizona. No, not Arizona. Wouldn't happen there. Wyoming's a shot. North Dakota, I would think a possibility. You know, and if our brothers up north could get their act together, Pennsylvania seems to me to be a fine state to send a libertarian to the damn Hill from. Well, anyway, in furtherance of my Georgia project, because we're already at 135 fucking measures. That's probably about 2.5 minutes. Let's see. 140 measures is 4.5 minutes. I'm halfway to my designated time marker, and I haven't even begun to discuss the 4 topics I wrote down. So much verbiage trapped inside me. Thirteen percent solution. It is a way for America, with small risk, to wake up our government, to wake our government up. We risk nothing by sending 13 libertarians to the Senate. Nothing. All this crap you hear about qualifications is just that. It's crap. Anybody in this country can be president. It's a fundamental part of being an American. Anybody can. You got to be over 35 and a citizen, and that's all the Constitution ever said about it. The Constitution didn't put any requirements on there about, well, you have to go to Harvard, and perhaps you have to go to Yale, and if you must, you can go to Princeton. You can come, if you must, you can come from a poor family, but honestly, I don't see how in the world you could campaign and feed your family. And face it, man, you're just not rich enough to be a politician. Anyway, here's the four bullets I'm throwing out. All right, listen up, Chris, if you hear this fucking podcast. We got to do Saxby's Clown Car. This is an animated video. Saxby's Magic Hat, another animated video. Whack a Saxby. Yes, you're right. Another animated video. And the Saxby Bobblehead. Well, you know, Bobblehead and Whack a Saxby could be live action with homemade models and an inexpensive video camera. I mean, something we could cobble together in the confines of my basement and have a little fun with. Matter of fact, let's see. We can do a Saxby Shoot-O-Matic. Shoot-O-Matic? Saxby something O-Rama. Saxby something O-Rama. But it's got to tie into Saxby's predilection for subsidies and earmarks. The boy does love the fucking subsidies. $3.3 billion to Imperial Sugar. My God. You know, peeling off $126 million for the Racehorse Owners Association to help them defer the hellish expense of maintaining a racehorse. You know, Uncle Sam's willing to give a fucking racehorse owner a $95,000 a year credit per horse. That's a credit, Fred. Let me tell you something. If this world was just, I would be getting $95,000 a year from Uncle Sam for each one of my four children. In a just world, I'd have $400,000 of federal income coming into my house to help me raise these kids in an appropriate manner. In a fashion we'd all like to become accustomed to. Yeah, that's the ticket. If we're going to give away $700 billion fucking dollars, why don't you send a little bit of it my way? Oh, no, though, no. Nancy says we can't do that. We have to give more money to Acorn. You're going to give money to Acorn. They should probably all be in jail. The number two guy at Acorn stole $1 million from the organization and fled the country. A fucking thief. And there have been countless stories about Acorn community activists who sit around all day, drink beer and smoke dope, and fill out voter registration cards with completely mythical information. Completely mythical. That's not a matter of conjecture, that's a matter of fact. Well, anyway, Jesus, I'm already at 8 minutes. And I haven't given you any imagery on Saxby's Clown Car, which I think would be a cute little video. Okay, opening shot, wide shot, circus environment, center ring, you know, bright lights shining above, dirt floor. The little barricade thing, red and white thing, the donut that rings the center ring, you know. Into it putters a little clown car, little square clown car, tiny little square fucking clown car, itty bitty classic animated clown car. All right, clown driving the car parks, toots the horn, opens the door, gets out, and stands proudly and shows the crowd the jacket he's wearing, the shirt he's wearing. He's got a placard, he's wearing a big sandwich sign on his front that says, oh, I don't know, sugar subsidy in a farm bill, $3.3 billion, and prances off stage. And then another one hops out, and this one says, $126 million Racehorse Owners Association, and prances across the stage. And then another one hops out, 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 until 112 of them have hopped out, each of them proudly stating what their how much money they're worth and who they got gave to the Saxby clown car at. Now, while all of that going on, the narrator underneath would be going, hey, did you know that Saxby's got a clown car that he uses when he writes legislation? Oh, yeah, it's true, it's true. Every time a bill passes, the door opens and out jump hundreds of earmarks. Something along this fashion. Clown car, good stiff ad. Not devastating, true, but not devastating. All right, now Saxby's magic hat. Hey, that says it all. Saxby's got a magic hat, and anytime he sticks his hand in it, he comes out with money. stick his hand in the defense appropriation bill and come out with those big fat earmarks he stuffed in there. Stick his hand in the farm bill, come out, and listen, just hammer his ass on the farm bill. That was a 5-year piece of work. Y'all know that? We got 5-year plans here in the States. Mm-hmm. That's true. It's right. I'm telling you. I can think of some other countries that used to use things called the 5-year plan. Only they're really not around anymore. Ooh, here's another good idea. Whack a Saxby. All right, it's just a video duplicate of Whack-A-Mole. And the narrator would, once again, talk about subsidies, money, economy. Well, the government's fucked up. It's stealing left and right. Can't keep track of the money they're fucking making. They can't spend the shit they got. And they're asking us to take a fucking bath so their rich fucking buddies on Wall Street won't have to. Like I give a shit about the Wall Street investment banker that, my God, he might have to sell the house in the Hamptons. Jesus, what are we going to do with the yacht? I understand that their concerns to them may be of extreme interest, but to me, my friend, I really don't give a damn. I really do not give a damn. Life's hard enough down here. Ooh, Saxby bobblehead. I love this ad because you get a little bobblehead like one of those football player dolls, you know, with the little guy in a uniform and a big bobbly head. And then you print out a picture of your favorite politician and stick it to the front of the bobblehead. Put it on the desktop, grab the eye camera, set it up on a tripod if you got one. If not, just plop it on the table. Level, same, the perspective of the camera's different. And then you ask the doll a question. And you ask it a question, and you give it a tap if you want to know left, right, or a tap if you want the head to go up, down. And you have a little interview with your favorite candidate. I think everybody should do one. And see, that would be a proof to this concept of viral videos. It's not that one was seen 10 million times. It was that one was seen 100,000 times, but duplicated 10 million times. Do you understand the difference? And I would like to see if these podcasts can have a similar effect. But I really do think that it's content that rules. If you do not have content, if it's not something somebody's willing to listen to, then nothing's going to happen. So the voice, I guess, is really the most important component of it all. And, of course, a message. Oh, and then I got a fifth idea. Saxby, you fill in the blank, Orama. So Saxby blank, Orama. Saxby blank, Orama. Now, if you're going to use this in any of the other 12 races, it could be whoever your opponent's name is, Orama. Matter of fact, let me look that up real quick. I found it, I think, the Libertarian Party. I really want to know who those guys are. We wait for Chrome to load. It's a really jazzy-looking interface, but, man, it ain't quick. Oh, it's still trying to load. All right, I'm just going to go back to the old version. Because I don't feel like waiting. If you got a preset, it's fine. If it's looking for something new, it takes a while. LP Org. Bang. There we go. Let's see what we got here. States. Nothing about candidates. Let's look. Let's check Nebraska. Nothing about a candidate, though. All right, let's check Georgia and see if we see Allen's on there. It'd be nice. All right, Allen. We got three guys running. John Mons and Brandon Givens, and they need a little help, too. John's a black dude. He needs a fucking job, dude. Put him in. Get off your ass and vote for the man. Agnes Scott, College Libertarians. My God. We've got workers. Look at all these bastards. The young libertarians at Kennesaw Mountain High School. The UGA libertarians at UGA, North Georgia, Kennesaw State, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Barry. But not at West Georgia. West Georgia University has no Libertarian Party young guys, whatever. All right, well, we know about Allen. Hell, I'm working for him. That's no big fucking piece of info. I didn't realize we had all those state kids, all those college kids, though. Any libertarians in New Jersey? We got Jason Schuer running in Jersey, baby. Jason, way to go, man. Jersey. It's Georgia's sister state, you know. And Derek DeMarco is running for a House seat. Way to go, Derek. Send that man some money. Now there's three more guys. Telling you, 13% solution. Could work. Hell, if we got 30 or 40 fucking reps to send, let's send them along too. Screw the presidential camp, the presidential thing. That's presidential. Let's fucking sneak in the goddamn House and the Senate while everybody else is looking somewhere else. Well, that's an interesting piece of data. All right, I'm running up on 17, so I'm going to call it quits on communicate number 12. It's the 27th, I believe, of September. No, it says the 28th. It's the 28th of September, and it's 12:03. Today's been a relaxing day. Still got some work done. And good night, and God bless.